Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for coming to our weekly Sankirtan Sunday feast. Thank you very much for coming to our program. So, this evening, I'm going to continue talking about the divine legacy of Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the 100 years of his divine legacy. By the way, Prabhu, Prabhu, we have some books for Bhaktivinoda Thakur songbook, right? So anybody would like to, after this lecture, anybody would like to purchase those books, you know, I have a special deal today. It will be 50% off today, tonight, right? Do we have enough books there? Okay. So I will match that 50%. Anybody would like to buy that book? The song books? So in India in the 15th century was undergoing a renaissance like in the Western world. It was indeed almost the opposite of the European one. As you know, in 15th century there was a renaissance. Now, in India the scholars have called it is a bhakti renaissance, a great rebirth of devotion to God. The preeminent figure of this powerful religious upsurge was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The incarnation of God, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, began the Hare Krishna movement in the city of Navadvip, a small province in Bengal. This movement spread all over India with this short time. This was based on the philosophy of ancient Sanskrit text of devotion to Krishna like Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. By the way, Swavas Prabhu mentioned today, this evening, that how many Bhagavad Gita is already sold? The goal is 25,000, right? Then how many is it sold, Prabhu? Anybody? Anyway, so that is, by the way, there is a celebrating the advent of Bhagavad Gita on November 20th. So, please, I encourage everyone to participate in that program. Now this popular Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of Mahamantra. What is that Mahamantra? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It was as the most effective means of God realization for the present age of Kali. A dark age of furious faithlessness, sin, materialism, quarrel, hypocrisy, etc., etc. But the influence, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that wonderful Mahamantra and then Sankirtan movement, but the influence of that Hare Krishna movement seemed to wane, it just going down and down. Many sects of Sahajiyas, the chief pseudo-devotees, sprouted up, each claiming that they are the followers of Vaishnava Dharma, Chaitanya Dharma. Now this Sahajiyas is called, as I said, cheap pseudo-devotees, disturb the pure moment of love of Godhead begun by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there was a rise in irreligion in that region of the world. Now as you recall, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says very clearly in 4.7, chapter number 4, 7th verse and 8th verse, I'm sure, you know, most of the people, you know that verse, very famous verse. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham paritranaya sadunam vinashayasya duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. This is a translation of that one is, hey Arjun, Krishna is talking to Arjun. In Bhagavad Gita, whenever there is a decline in religious principles and rise in irreligion, at that time I descend myself. And what Krishna does when he descends, he delivers the pious and annihilates the miscreants, the one who is against dharma, the religiosity, religious principles, and reestablish the principle of religion, dharma. So, as I said, in that era, that period, this irreligion, the pseudo-devotees, they were doing this Vaishnava Dharma was religious, irreligion principles they were trying to propagate, trying to promote. So, in the year 1838, by the way, I already told you that, but I was trying to squeeze you, you know, I gave the same lecture, this is a little different, but the second part I'm giving you. Who remembers what year the tonight's subject matter, Sri Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what year he was born? I already said that. Who remembers that? Who is paying attention? Yes, Haribol. Haribol, Mataji. Thank you. On September 2nd, an eternally perfect devotee of Krishna descended from the spiritual world to this material world to revive and reestablish the Hare Krishna movement and to initiate its expansion beyond the borders of India. So who was that? Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, let's see here. Everybody chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. It's our, when we're trying to glorify a personality, a very divine personality, we always try to offer the prayers. That's what how we begin. So, repeat after me. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya. Satchidananda Namine. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya. Satchidananda Namine. Gaura Sakti Swarupaya. Rupanuga Varayate. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda, who is the transcendental energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a strict follower of the Goswamis, headed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Those are the six Goswamis he's talking about here. Now, as I said, you know, before, this Sergius, the Sergius, instead Sergius literature was very popular among the Bengalis at that time, and the result here, there was so much confusion among the people about authentic Vaishnava Dharma. By the way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he didn't get, he was trying to look for a Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was a biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, written by whom? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He couldn't find it, because all the Sergius, you know, they got rid of all those good, the authentic scriptures, and then they result, you know, it's a more confusion among the people, among the authentic Vaishnava Dharma and the scriptures. So he could not find the Chaitanya Charitamrita till in Orissa he found one copy, Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Srila Prabhupada says on the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, practically Lord Chaitanya inaugurated this movement 500 years ago, and after that, so many pseudo-Chaitanyas depreciated the whole thing, but the Chaitanya movement in its pure form, as it is, was restarted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We should take it that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the origin. Prabhu, rapt attention. What Prabhupada says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the origin of the Krishna conscious movement in its pure form. That's very important. He is the origin of this, whatever we have right now. Because he then, after that, it was passed on to his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then after that, it was passed on to Srila Prabhupada, who is a pure devotee. So he gave us this Krishna conscious Hare Krishna movement in a pure form through that disciplic succession. So we are very fortunate that Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave us that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message in a pure form, and it was carried by his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and finally, Srila Prabhupada. Bolo Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was always courageous and acted for everyone's welfare. Keeping personal needs to minimum, he led the simplest of lives. In the following entry from Sharanagati, by the way, he wrote so many several books, and I was talking to, requesting A. Prabhu, if you can bring those two books here, I would really appreciate that. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who had all pure divine qualities, take the role of a conditioned soul to teach us how to advance in Krishna consciousness. So I picked up a couple of purports from his songs, which is in Sharanagati. Sharanagati means surrender. There are six processes of surrender, and he has given us almost 80 songs under that Sharanagati. How to surrender to Krishna. What, you know, we should be doing. So he said, so I'm reading this purport. We should always absorb your mind. He said, you should always absorb your mind in attentively chanting Krishna's glories. By performing Krishna Kirtan, you shall gain mastery over your mind. So here is the secret. By chanting the holy name, you can control your mind. Give up all false pride. Always think yourself to be worthless, destitute, lower and more humble than straw in the street. That's what exactly the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who remembers that verse? Trinadapi sunichena. Tarori va sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Practice forgiveness like the tree, giving up all violence towards other living beings. Very important, very instructive here. Giving up the violence towards other living beings. We see, last week when Mataji gave a very nice presentation on what? On cow. Right? She mentioned about the slaughtering of these cows. So that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking. You should maintain them, not kill them, maintain them. Throughout your life, you should never give anxiety to others, not even a small ant. What to speak of cows and... Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thus, when you become a pious, good soul by possessing all good qualities, you should give up desire for fame and honor. So that is the next step. After you become a devotee, there is a subtle fame and honor, it goes along with that. And just make yourself, your heart humble. Knowing that Lord Shri Krishna lives within all living beings, you should respect and honor everyone at all times. These are the purport of the wonderful bhajans written in this books. You will attain virtue by being humble, merciful, respecting others and renouncing desire for fame and honor. In such a state, you should sing the glories of Supreme Lord. What is that verse? Kirtaniya Sadahari. Weeping, Bhaktivinoda submits his prayer at the lotus feet of the Lord. O Lord, when will you give me such qualities as this? Even though, as I said before, he had all pure divine qualities. Takes the role of a conditioned soul, like for all of us, to how to advance in Krishna consciousness. So that's our Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he read several books, and we will talk about that here. He published, so I'm continuing from the previous one. He published in 1893 was another song book, Gita Mala. And we have this book, Gita Mala, here. Nice book, several by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Containing 80 Bengali songs. The word Gita Mala means rosary or garland of songs, which indicates that it is a connected string of songs which are interrelated. All each songs are interrelated. The songs delineate the path of devotional service, which progressively develops for the most basic moods of devotion right on up to the topmost ecstasies of the most exalted pure devotees. Gita Mala is very unique and rare song books written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The overall mood is more developed and more philosophical as compared to his other books like Sharanagati and Gitavali. By the way, we have Sharanagati and Gitavali. There is another book, Sharanagati. Yeah, we don't have it, but I think so. It's available at the gift shop. The last section containing the 10 songs is known as Siddhi Lalasa, hankering for spiritual perfection. This section describes the highest mood of devotion and love to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes his longing to be admitted in the transcendental realm of Navadvip Dham, which is no different from Vrindavan Dham. Kabe Gauravane means, there is a song, Kabe Gauravane, means wandering madly in Navadvip and expresses the desire to become absorbed in transcendental consciousness, so much so that one finally becomes transformed into a Vrajavasi or resident of Vrindavan. That is the highest goal. So Kabe Gauravane, Suraduni Tate Hara Deha Krishna Bole. We are not going to sing that bhajan, but this is the place. This is called Surabhi Kunj, where he wrote this bhajan, and he meditated upon this bhajan. So we can read that. Let's see here. We can read the purport of that. When will I wander here and there, weeping under the shade of trees and creepers along the banks of the celestial Ganges River in the Navadvip? I will cry out, O Radhe, O Krishna. Everybody say, O Radhe, O Krishna. And where I will completely forget about all the so-called pleasure of this material body. When will I be able to live so simply by begging some food from the homes of the untouchables who live here and there? I will drink the water of the Saraswati River, and in ecstasy I will roll to and fro on the banks of the river, raising a loud uproar of Krishna, Krishna. When will I bow down to all the inhabitants of the holy land of Navadvip and receive a bit of their causeless mercy? I will smear the dust of the Vrajavasi's lotus feet all over my body, and I will wear the dress of mad wandering mendicant. When I factually observe that the transcendental lane of Navadvip is non-different from Sri Vrajabhumi, then I shall be transformed into the Vrajavasi alone. Also, then I will see the true form of the transcendental realm opening up before my very eyes, and I will thus become one of the maid servant of Srimati Radharani. By the way, this is in the Gaura, the spiritual swarup or spiritual of Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a Kamal Manjari helping Srimati Radharani. So he said, I would like to be the maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the next section is, the last song book is entitled Gitavali. By the way, we do have this book, Gitavali, here, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. A collection of songs. It contains 70 Bengali songs, specifically composed for loud singing and glorification of the Supreme Lord. There are about 8 songs that Srila Prabhupada chanted and also recorded. Then these are Jiva Jago, Gaura Arati. Now at 6:30 we sing Gaura Arati. Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. Gai Gaura Madhur Sware. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolore Sobhai. Yashomati Nandana, very famous, you know, most of the temples, they sing that. Narada Muni Bajaya Bina, Apani Karma Phale, like that. And that this is very famous, Jiva Jago, Gaura Chanda Bole, Kota Nidra Jao Maya, Pishachi Rakhole. The translation of that is, Lord Gauranga is calling, wake up sleeping souls, wake up sleeping souls. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? Maya means illusion. You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are also, sorry. You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death, repeated birth and death. I have descended just to save you. Who has descended? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Other than Maya, myself, you have no friends in this world. See, profound, profound understanding and profound statement here. That other than myself, you have no friend in this world. I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you are suffering. Take this Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I fall at your lotus feet having taken this Maha Mantra. So that's what the humility of this wonderful devotees. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Srila Prabhupada also quotes very, very nicely about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was just describing very briefly, I will just read very briefly. He had a responsible government position as a district magistrate, high court judge, maintained a Krishna conscious family, and wrote almost 100 books on Krishna consciousness. At that same time, he served the Supreme Lord in so many ways, that is the beauty of his life. After a full day of government service, he would sleep 4 hours only, get up at midnight and write until morning. That was his daily program. So that was Srila Prabhupada. By the way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had predicted 3 things. Who remembers that? I did mention in my previous class. Anybody remembers those? Anyway, who remembers that? Oh, right. Mataji, yes, go ahead. It's a prediction. Prediction means, you know, he foretold that this is going to happen. Of course, those are the achievements. Yes, but yes. So I will read that anyway. A personality will appear. He predicted. Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted. He foresaid, foretold. Soon appear and he will travel all over the world to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And who is he was that? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Second, chanting of Harinam Sankirtan will be spread all over the world. Is it happening or not? Every town and village it is happening. That's what he predicted in 1800 years. Third, a day will come that fair-skinned foreigners will come to Mayapur and join with Bengali Vaishnava to chant what? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, so there were 3 predictions. It's all fulfilled by. And then you were talking about, you know, biographers list his 3 main achievements. There are several achievements, but 3 main achievements. That's what you were talking about. Yes. So let's review those, you know. He wrote almost 100 books, including the deep-rooted meaning of Krishna consciousness. All these so many books, including these song books. Discovered the appearance place of Lord Sri Chaitanya. Right, Mataji, we are saying? Right. And introduced a preaching innovations like Namahatta and Bhakti Varisha And he is the one who sent that Lord Chaitanya's precepts, life and precepts, in McGill University, in what? What is that, Prabhu? Govinda Datta Prabhu, do you know that? Which university was that? McGill University? Yeah, in Montreal, right? Yeah. Now, he also, as I said, you know, he was a Kamal Manjari, and his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was a Nayan Manjari helping his father, Kamal Manjari. So, by the way, Mayapur, there are Navadvip, nine islands, was created by Srimati Radharani. It was developed by Srimati Radharani. And those nine represent Navada Bhakti. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dashyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So this one, this was by Radharani, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a maid servant of Srimati Radharani. So he has so many nice emotions about Radharani. In Gitavali, the book called Gitavali, yeah, this book, he has quoted. I'm going to read those, couple of quotations, glorifying Srimati Radharani. He who has failed to carefully worship the lotus feet of Sri Radhika, which are the abodes of all auspiciousness, he who has not taken shelter in the transcendental abode of Vrindavan, which is decorated with the lotus flower named Srimati Radharani, he who in this life has not associated with the devotees of Radhika, who are full of wisdom and love for Radhika, how will such a person ever feel the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Lord Shyam Sundar's sublime mellows? The next one is, please understand this most attentively. Sri Radhika is the teacher of Madhurya Ras, mellow of conjugal love. Radha Madhav Madhurya Prema is meant to be discussed and meditated upon. He who cherishes the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani obtains the lotus feet of Madhava, which are priceless jewels. Without taking shelter of Radha's lotus feet, one can never meet Krishna. The Vedic scripture declares that Krishna is the property of the maid servant of Sri Radha. Give up wife, sons, friends, wealth, followers, speculative knowledge, all materialistic actions. Just become absorbed in the sweetness of serving the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is Bhaktivinod Thakur's declaration, solemn declaration. Another popular song is Gai Gaurachandra Jivera Tore. Lord Gaurachandra sings the Mahamantra for the deliverance of all fallen souls. So we will sing that. Is that okay with everybody? Is it? Loudly, together. Arivo! Okay, so we'll sing that. What you need to sing, this is Mahamantra, okay? So, I will sing the rest and you sing just the Mahamantra, okay? Prabhu, and Matajis. Gai Gaurachanda Jivera Tore Hare Krishna Hare Hare Bolo Gai Gaurachanda Jivera Tore Hare Krishna Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Boliye. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Gai Gaurachanda, Jivera Tore, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Jivera Tore, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Ek bar bolo rasna uche sware. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo, Nandera Nandana, Yashoda Jivana, Sri Radha Raman Prema Bhare. Bolo, Nandera Nandana, Yashoda Jivana, Sri Radha Raman Prema Bhare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo, Sri Madhusudana, Gopi Pranadana, Murli Vadana, Nritya Kore. Bolo, Sri Madhusudana, Gopi Pranadana, Murli Vadana, Nritya Kore. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo, Agani Sudana, Putana Gatana, Brahma Vimona Urdvakare. Bolo, Agani Sudana, Putana Gatana, Brahma Vimuna Udvakore. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolie. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo Gai Gora Chanda, Jivera Tore. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Bolo Gai Gora Chanda, Jivera Tore. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Gai Gaura Chanda, Jivera Tore. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga sings the Maha Mantra for the deliverance of all fallen souls. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Fill yourself with the divine love by chanting loudly just once all these names of Krishna. O Nanda Nandana, everybody. O Yashoda Jivan. O Sri Radha Raman. Dancing with your arms in the air, chant. Everybody. Everybody. dancing with your arms in the air, chant, O Sri Madhusudan, O Gopi Pranadhana, O Murli Vadana, O Agani Sudana, O Putana Ghatana, O Brahma Vimohana. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it was the will of Lord Chaitanya, desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and the mercy of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, empowered Srila Prabhupada to spread this Chaitanya's teachings and chanting of Hare Krishna all over the world. The Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Srila Prabhupada fulfilled Bhaktivinoda Thakur's all these predictions, three predictions. This 100 years of divine legacy will continue. And we will see in the Kali Yuga. There is one. Kali Yuga means what? The dark age, iron age. Quarrel and hypocrisy, fighting, right? So there is one dark age, but there is one bright spot. And what is that bright spot? This is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna movement. So this legacy will continue and we'll see Kali Yuga. We have one Hare Krishna Yuga due to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And it's given in the Bhagavatam also. That kalera dosa nidhi rajan asti hi ek mahan guna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sangha praparam rajet. So there are so many faults in this age of Kali. But there is one mahan guna, there is one guna, quality. And what is that quality? Just by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you can go back home, back to Godhead. Mukta sangha param rajet. And there is another verse, very powerful verse. This was in Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's what the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, you know those. Kridaya dhayato Vishnu tretayam yajatomaki dvapare paricharyaryam kalau taddari kirtanat. That in the age of Satya Yuga, the meditation, the attaining the perfection was a different. It was a meditation. That's how you attain the perfection. And then comes Treta Yuga, the attendance. What is the how you do that? What is the how you achieve the perfection? By yagya, doing fire sacrifices and all this. Aswamegh yagya. And then here comes the Dwapar Yuga. How do you achieve the perfection? The deity worship, elaborate deity worship. But the same benefit you can derive just by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And you can attain that same perfection. And that is propounded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then finally by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it gave us in that pure form Krishna consciousness. On June 23rd, 1914, as you know, Prabhu, this is that legacy, 1914 to 2000, 100 years of his legacy. On Tirubhav, Tithi, this happens day, he entered in the eternal pastimes of Gaura Gadadhar and Radha Madhav. Who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur? It takes the form of a Kamal Manjari to serve Srimati Radharani. By the way, it was the same day as disappearance day of Gadadhar Pandit. Now, who is Gadadhar Pandit in Krishna Leela? Who was Gadadhar Pandit? Radharani. So it's very significance right there. That he, the same day he left his body, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was the same disappearance day of Gadadhar Pandit. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Bolo Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Now the Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. So yes, we have a special book. Anybody would like to purchase? You can purchase at 50% off. Hari Bol. Huh? No, thank you.
Thank you for your time.